mask handy. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. The face covering mandate for public transportation will remain in place for a little longer.
The Biden administration is extending its mask mandate for planes, trains, and buses through May 3rd. That is an additional 15 days past the original deadline, which was set for April 18, when it was supposed to expire. CDC officials say they're concerned about increases in the average of daily cases this month, driven by the highly infectious Omicron subvariant BA2, now responsible for more than 85% of active COVID cases nationwide.
Fox's Jonathan Seri in Atlanta. The suspect in yesterday's shooting in a New York City subway remains in custody. Police say they arrested Frank James this afternoon after a tip came in. He's facing federal terrorism charges. They say James opened fire in a busy subway station during rush hour. 10 people were shot, another 13 were hurt.
The gun used in this, a 9mm Glock, which was recovered at this crime scene, was purchased by Mr. James in 2011 in Ohio.
Chief of Detectives James Essig, who says Frank James had 9 previous arrests in New York City and 3 in New Jersey. The motive for the shooting is still not known. If he is convicted, he could face life in prison. An additional $800 million in security assistance is heading to Ukraine.
The latest batch of military aid for Ukraine includes ammunition, weapons, and helicopter transfers.
Tailored to meet urgent Ukrainian needs for today's fight, as Russian forces shift the focus of their ruthless aggression now to eastern Ukraine.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the security package, the 7th authorized by the Biden administration, includes 11 Mi-17 helicopters that had been earmarked for Afghanistan and will now be transferred to Ukraine.
Fox's Jared Halpern. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Anger from some kids and parents in Minneapolis over the recent teacher strike that led to a longer school day and a shortened summer.
The Minneapolis School Board considering some changes to its plan to extend its school days and the school year after some pushback from teachers, students, and parents.
This means that primary grade level students will be at school from 7:30 in the morning to 6 p.m. in the afternoon.
Why are you punishing us and we did nothing wrong? We did nothing to you guys.
Reaction at a Minneapolis school board meeting as every school has lengthened instruction by 42 minutes per day and extended the school year by 2 weeks to the end of June to meet state mandated requirements following a teacher strike last month that shuttered schools for 15 days. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Elon Musk's huge stake in Twitter has taken a new twist with the filing of a lawsuit claiming he illegally delayed disclosing his stake in the company so he could buy more shares at lower prices. The complaint filed in New York federal court accuses Musk of violating a regulatory deadline that required him to reveal he had a stake or at least 5%. The suit claims he waited until he had almost 9%. The spokesperson for the Securities and Exchange Commission declined to comment on the suit. A new government report shows prices are continuing to rise.
Prices at the wholesale level jumped last month. The producer price index rose 1.4% from February to March. For the year ending in March, prices paid before products get to consumers rose at a record level, up 11.2%. The core PPI, excluding food and energy, rose 9.2% in the year ending in March. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Wall Street stocks ended the day higher, ending a 3-day losing streak. The Dow added 344, the Nasdaq plus 272, the S&P gained 49. I'm Lee Silasera, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.